Hello. Recording another anchor, another Inspirato Projecto. This one I'll title Skatecast, as I am skateboarding on my way to pick up a Yachtly crew check for Bombay Bar and Grill. I'm down to two buckaroonies in the bank account, believe it or not. So, this came at a perfect time when I received news that a check came in from Bombay Bar and Grill so soon. And with a raise, I guess we got a raise. So that would be cool. That'll help out a whole lot. Got some medicine to get for Gonzo. He's got a thyroid situation. Tonight we have more filming for Black Pumpkin. We don't have to be there till 6 p.m. It's the Diablo's Den scene with the kids around a campfire. And so that'll be interesting. That'll go probably from 6 p.m. to, I mean, gosh, I don't know, 10 hours? Probably 10 hours. Till the sun comes up. So that'll be intriguing to see how that comes about. We built that little area back there, as you well know. For those scenes, and so tonight it's pretty good. It's really cool. We get to film those. They have a lot of ideas for scenes for this thing. So we'll see. We'll see what happens. A lot of shots. No kids, so as you go, move faster. You should move faster. So it's about, 1:30 now? 1:30 something, 1:35? I'm just not looking at my time. I'm just standing at the corner here. See if I move closer to these ladies, if you can hear what they're saying. Trying to aim my microphone over my shoulder so you can hear them. Ideally, maybe they're speaking poetry to each other and we just don't know it. I was just thinking earlier as I was walking down the sidewalk of all the people that just so happened to be walking along the sidewalk at the same time, and how uncanny that is. How uncanny it is that we all happen to be out here at the same time. And then I came to the realization, the epiphany struck me as I was skating along, that just playing with the idea that each of these people is another reflection of me. They're a parallel version of me, living in their own reality situation. And just looking at them and understanding that, and thinking, holy cow, each one of us is placed here like in a game on Grand Theft Auto, or let's say Red Dead Redemption. Come up to some folks on a street, just like life. I mean, it's amazing how much it shows you consequences. Just like life, you come up to someone on the street, you go, howdy, friend, or do you stab them? Do you kill them? Do you shoot them? Do you run them over? Do you throw them, pick them up? Do you tie them up, pick them up, throw them on onto a train track, and watch them get squashed? Do you tie them up, pick them up, put them on the back of a horse, and send the horse off into the wild? I mean, you know, there's so many options, so many things. So, funny because each of the people we come across is another opportunity for us to, if we are led to believe that the particular people in our reality experience that we're sharing paradigms with, that we're Venn diagramming paradigms with, if we are to believe that those other people are versions of us, then what that means is we have plenty to talk about. Because perhaps they've explored areas of interest that we have. I also notice that those I can talk to, who I get along easily with, are also folks that I will undoubtedly experience a large amount of synchronicities with. I'm seeing these synchronicities pop up on set all the time, and I've decided I'm going to do my due diligence to record them on this. That's what this is all about. And of course I will talk about Usu at some point, or Yusu, or how you'd like to pronounce it. The full title being Ubiquitous Serendipity, Serendipitous Ubiquity. That's the full title of Usu, should you decide to ask. Usu. Usu is ubiquitous serendipity, serendipitous ubiquity. Which is, I just passed by a really awesome geometric pattern in chalk. I'll pass by it again on my way back from picking up the Yachtly crew cache. So I'm thinking, if each person along our path is another version of ourself, then we could fast track. Imagine if each of those people found out what their commonalities were and embraced their ideas. Each one of them embraced ideas. Just took it at face value. Okay, I trust that idea. And we're all going to grow it together, you know? It's not a question of ego, of leadership, competition. It's just pure... it's just pure going with it. And finding all those commonalities, you can fast track everything. Could you imagine sort of like a bartering system thing where you find out one person's dream is to, I don't know, build houses. Another person's dream has always been to be a writer. Another person's dream has always been to have their art in art galleries. And each one of them going, yep, you know what? I got good vibes with this person. I got good vibes with that person. I got good vibes with this person. And simply because we are presenting and gifting one another with lots of examples of cooperation and collaboration, since you've said yes to so many of my ideas, to so many of my projects, added to the momentum that an idea was going in, simply because you did that, I can vouch for you in any and all ways. Because, let's say for the guy who wants to build houses, all he needs is a team, you know, or whatnot. This other person over here goes, well, I know a team of good people. Heck, maybe it's their own relative. Their own relatives. They go, I know a good team of people. Let's do it. And bam. Everything gets fulfilled. Everything gets strengthened. Momentum happens simultaneously in all kinds of directions. And what's so crazy too is those who helped with the collaboration of that specific project, because that's not just to say you got one person who says yes, I know people who can do this or do that or whatnot. It's not just that one person. It's, you know, whoever else jumps in and starts using their ideas and going, yep, you know what? I've got this thing. I've got that thing. So getting everybody. Now what happens is all these dreams, all these aspirations, they become a true life manifestation right there. Right there. And, as I was saying, because everybody is involved in helping these things come to play, now, that one success for that one person is everybody's success who participated in it. Everyone's sharing the success. They all had a hand in making something happen. It was incredible. It just keeps moving like momentum in all those directions. See, so all of that excitement and all that enthusiasm that's coming along with each and every single one of those groups of, you know, or tribes of people creating stuff, what happens is each of those projects on their own becomes sort of like a horse on a carriage. I might have used this analogy before, but they become the horses on the carriage. So each of those projects, even though they're in all these different realms and all these different, you know, paradigms, so to speak, they still all retain those great vibes and those great collaborative skills and all of what made them what they were. Those overlapping Venn diagrams will always exist, will always be there, will always be the connected dots, the constellation that you cannot ignore. You cannot ignore the constellation once you've seen it. So, it's exciting. And this, of course, adds to that idea of people working together time and time again, because they dig that vibe. They have a shorthand. They got shortcuts. They have, you know, examples of these people being agreeable. More so than agreeable. Agreeable is a part of it, of course. Willing to collaborate and feeling safe at the same time about offering up ideas. If there's time, it's always worth, you know, it's always worth experimenting with an idea. Sometimes there can be that beginning rigid standard setting sail. It will be this way, only this way, it'll be this way. Then what happens as new, unexpected, unanticipated, unimaginable circumstances evolve into that reality experience, now, and you know, and it might only resemble 1/10 of what they imagined. Maybe it doesn't resemble anything they imagine. So now they got to roll with it. They got to deal with it. They got to figure out what's going on. Ryan has had to do that a lot with Black Pumpkin. He's done a lot of rewrites, stuff right there, just right on the spot, due to shooting situations. Either certain actors or actresses couldn't be there that day, or conflicts. Kids, maybe the kids couldn't be there till later. Who knows? There's certain aikido to it. Certain dreamlike motion that you add to it. Stretch this anchor thing as far as I can. Now, I'm definitely not one to, let's say I've never smiled at the idea of an app wanting to use access to all of my information, my microphone, my videos, my photos, my contacts. Oh, yo, 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 let us, give us the keys to your vault. Give us the keys to your house. There are a lot of apps that do that, and I've always cringed at the idea of having to let those things happen. Now, Anchor, I really want to experiment big time with this, which means combining other people who download Anchor. If you open up your contact list to them, if you open up your contact list to Anchor, and other of your friends have Anchor, they can record. They can record something, send it to you, and then you can include it in your Anchor podcast. And you can put it into your Anchor podcast. I think what you can also do is, if they call you, it can happen in real time. Right now, I'm just using the option where you press the button and it comes on, and then you hold down a button, zip, scoot it up, and then it just holds the button for you. Oh, it looks like I gotta go now. Or no, wait, hold on. Can I stay on with you while I send this text? Cool, I was able to send a text while at the same time recording. That was a first. You will experience, dear viewer, lots of firsts in this podcast. We are all experimenting with this sound collage together, aren't we? You're part of the experience. You're the ear that hears it. I'm the tree falling in the forest. The tree hybrid lumberjack. Oh, I got myself a walk signal. I didn't even press a button. And I got me a walk signal. Yes, I can walk across the street. Yes, I can walk across the street. If I move my feet fast enough, I can walk even faster than the car that's driving at me, that's beeping at me. I think I'll sit right here on the median, watching the cars passing by me again. I'll stand right here on the median with my PB&J Sammy. That's right, a PB&J Sammy. PB&J Sammy. Hello, nice to meet you. I'm PB&J Sammy. Boy, do we have a lot to talk about. In today's news, grapes are on the rise. They're tasty, they're nutritious, and you make them into juice. But you don't need me to tell you that. I'm walking across this large space where traffic is coming up on me. The traffic is driving up on me. The traffic is driving up on me. I'm gonna walk past a bus stop here. I'm gonna put out the microphone, see what we can pick up. Stewart.
Welcome to the Stewart. Welcome to the Stewart Dome. Hey, everybody, the Stewart Dome. And don't try to hide it, it's the Stewart Dome.
So if each one of those people is my reflection, is my alternative self, then certainly we can make a lot of agreements. Now, to get back to an earlier thing, the idea of the folks that I meet who I share a lot of just easy conversation with, easy going. Pick up the ball, bam, 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 skippity-pop, beep-pop, boop-pop. They throw it up in the air. Those folks, they're already there. They're there. It's something that doesn't need to be searched for. It's right there. Their main vibe. They're showing us that they're tuned into the same frequency, which is so exciting. So completely exciting. I think I gotta go up one more building. It's so exciting. Because it reaffirms that idea of like attracts like. Radio station listeners find other radio station listeners who listen to the same station. So when they're bebopping in traffic, you know exactly what song they're listening to if you're tuned into that station. Then you can bebop along with them. Funny thing would be having two different radio stations and the magic of that synchronicity happening, where you're both bebopping along. It's the same way, very percussive, but two different songs entirely. That would be interesting as well.
That would be very, very interesting. Hello, this is your host. This is your surprise host of Inspirado Projecto. This is Eddie Vedder. Some call me Edwin Stevenson III, Esquire. However, in this instance, I do believe I'll call myself Eddie Vedder, my stage name.
Hold on, I need to get an address here.
Technical difficulties. This concludes our episode of Inspirado Projecto. We will be back later to tell you more. Take care.
The podcast you just heard was recorded with Anchor. If you want to make your own, download the Android or iOS app completely free from anchor.fm/podcast. That's anchor.fm/podcast.